Good morning. Well, good afternoon. I started in the morning. It's 12:06 in the afternoon now, but 20 minutes ago when I started, 25 minutes ago when I started, it was still morning. So this is still my morning walk. It's just running a little long. Work with me. It's Sunday the 16th, 2020. February 2020. Let me get all the statistic stuff taken care of here. It was a late start morning. It was a distracted morning, but I got my words in. I should have gone at 11. I should have come out for my walk at 11 o'clock. I had stopped for 11 o'clock and get a cup of coffee and set it down and then ripped off 700 words in like no time. But by the time I got upstairs, I got my boots on and got out on the sidewalk, it was 11:45. It's like, all right, well, I'm going anyway. The walk is more important than the time. And it's not a bad morning. It's 40 degrees. There's melt water in the gutters. It's mostly cloudy. It was overcast when I started, but the sun is starting to burn off some of the clouds, particularly off to the west. Out over the mountains, there's blue sky a little bit here and there. So I did get my proofs for paperback of Cape Grace yesterday. Tomorrow I'll start working on those, seeing if there's anything I need to go through and fix. This afternoon is off. I've made it a thing. I still have to do my 2,000 words every day, but I'm only going to do the afternoon work or the secondary work, whatever project is secondary after new words, which has been Barbarian, which I'm just very pleased with. This. My co-writer has done a really good job. There's a couple of things that I think perhaps she might want to fix, but I'm not going to insist that she fix it. She doesn't want to. One of them is that she's way too much in love with exclamation points. And she really likes dialogue tags that aren't said, which is like nails on chalkboard to me. So I've tagged a few of those. But mostly, I really like the way the story is developing. I haven't got very far in it. I think I'm like maybe an eighth or so way through the file. It's a long file. It's 145,000 characters. 145,000 words. But it's a really good book. I think it's going to be a really good book. Let me put it that way. We'll see. But I do need to get the paperback of Cape Grace out soon, so I'll be starting on that tomorrow. And then I'll go back to Barbarian and get through that one at least once so I can pass it back to the co-writer and see what she has to say about it. I'm not going to do a cattle call for beta readers this time. I will pick 4, 5, 10 maybe. I made a mistake last time. I said I was only going to pick 10. But then I had 250 people reply. So, yeah, that didn't help Cape Grace at all. So we'll see. I don't know how it's going to go. We'll see. One day at a time. I have to finish a book first. Yesterday was 125 days of my streak. I've got 126 as of now. It's over 330,000 words. It's just amazing. I can't get over it. And the thing is, if I can pull it off, and I'm not 100% convinced that I can, but if I can pull it off, if I can manage my ADHD long enough to do it for a year, then I'm going to be faced with the reality that I can manage my ADHD enough again to do it for another year. And another year. I don't know what I'm going to do when I travel. I've got a lot of traveling this year. The Nebulous is going to be a killer. Because I'm flying on a Tuesday, and it's probably going to be an early morning. But I can write in the evening and get my 2K. Then the next day is meetings all day, 8 o'clock in the morning till like 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 2,000 words. And I'm going to have a roommate. I'm going to be rooming with Curtis Chen. I'll try to see if we can't control some of the costs of this exercise to the organization, because they pay my hotel room. They pay my airfare. This is part of my board duty, so the company has to pay for it, and it's an expensive room. So having us double up, Curtis is a nice guy. Having us double up, I think, makes a lot of sense. I would have doubled up with him or Jim Beeman, or actually I asked Toby earlier and he said no, but I don't mind doubling up. But it's a distraction. It's one more thing that I have to deal with. Not necessarily something that's going to be too much of a distraction, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes out. I've got to go before that in April, which means I really probably ought to start thinking about getting airline tickets, because I've already booked the hotel. But in April, I'm going to NorwestCon I'm pretty sure it's Seattle. And I'm looking forward to that. It'll be my first time, and probably my last time, at NorwestCon. I just wanted to try something different, to get in. You know, to make it a little bit different this year. Oh, and in July, I'll be going down to Denver for the Denver Pop Culture Con, which used to be the Denver Comic Con. Morning. Well, afternoon. And yes, I'm going to have a table. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to have a table. I hope I'm going to be with my friends. I have some friends that do Denver Pop Culture Con every year. Or I have done it for the last couple of years. And every year their setup gets a little more elaborate. So I'm going to have to order some books, get the books brought in, and then I'm going to have to go probably get some banner art done. Get it set up like the McKendrick Mercantile Association. co-op, I'm sorry. I should actually get that banner. I should knock that banner green. Put gold lettering on it. The Kendrick Mercantile Co-op. I wonder if I can get my beret by then. Coming up, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I'm authorized to wear a beret. I think it's... I think it's a blue one. Like a dark blue, royal blue. I'm not 100% sure. But as part of the Royal Manticoran Navy, I'm allowed to wear a beret and display my patch, and that could be fun. So, in this month's newsletter, I asked for what games are you playing. So, a lot of people are playing tabletop games and card games. I've never been... I like to play cards. I like to play, you know, regular cards. Like, you know, Pinochle and Bridge. And occasionally Uno and like that. Cribbage, obviously. But, horn blows. Looks like somebody dropped their dog poop bag. I wonder if it has dog poop in it. But there's a couple of people who recommended the card building, the deck building games that I think of when I think of Magic the Gathering. And I suspect the original Pokemon game was, if I remember correctly, that was a card game. And there was an animated show, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is that it? Where they battled in an arena with cards. And then there's the, what is it? Is it Blizzard that has Hearthfire? Heartfire? Something like that. Which turns out to be a card game, and I'm going, really? Do people play these games? And apparently the answer is yes. Apparently people do play these games. Every once in a while I see somebody on Twitter who is a big fan, and they'll post news or card nerfs or... new overpowered, or I'm like, really? I'm not intentionally, although I suppose I am, yucking somebody's yum. It's that I don't understand it. It's like horror. I don't understand horror. I don't read it. Because I don't understand it. The few pieces that I've read that were horror are like, yeah, and? Is it supposed to be scary? Is it supposed to make me think about the darkest impulses of the human mind? I don't get, well, yes, psychological horror is different. Really? Oh. But again, I'm not poo-pooing it. as much as I don't understand it. It's like I'm missing a gene or something that allows me to appreciate it the way that it needs to be appreciated. Like I'm on some sort of fiction Asperger continuum where there are some things that I just can't understand. I don't have the neurotypical receptors in my brain that allows me to really understand how that all works. I don't know. That's interesting. Working up a sweat here. Sun is up, it's warm, of course it's noon. Of course it's up. It's burning its way through the clouds. Okay, this guy's got his blinker light on. Trust that he'll make a turn. This is the Amazon Prime truck. If you haven't seen this yet, Amazon has vans. This happens to be a Ram. So a Dodge van, painted dark blue, with a big Amazon arrow pointing to Prime painted on the side. It's a big step van, I guess you'd call it. And I don't know if they're testing it out in Greeley or if it's something that's rolled out nationwide or what, but we get about... Well, at this point, I think we're getting almost all of our Prime deliveries through these vans. I got my Cape Grace books yesterday from a guy driving a budget rental van. Same size, but it was a budget rental. Like, they didn't have enough of the blue bands yet to... We got the first of the hotel bills. Hospital bills. Yeah, hotel. I would never stay in a hotel that cost me that much per night. At least not voluntarily. This wasn't exactly voluntarily executed. The interesting thing is that half the bill says, yes, you're covered, and the other half says, no, you're not. So I don't know exactly where it's going to go. I think part of the problem is that it happened in January. So all of the deductibles have to be met. So some of these deductibles are pretty high. Because why? You can't really afford to have low deductibles. You have to have catastrophic coverage. So it doesn't cover everything all the time. It only covers the worst things. I'll be glad when the kids age out and they have to get their own. A couple more years, my wife will be able to get on Medicare, assuming we still have Medicare. At the moment, I can still afford their car, their insurance, but just as soon I have to keep paying it. At any rate, I am back. Out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.